Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, the community radio station for the North State. Good morning, 7:05, January the 24th, the day before my sister's birthday. 530-605-4567 is our phone numbers, and you're going to be coming in here because if this doesn't, if there are parts of this show that irritate you, I mean really irritate you, and you need to call in, then you obviously have not had your coffee or not awake. KCNR1460.com. That's how we stream, and we're live here on that with a chat room. And the sound is going out. I checked it this morning. Bad Bob, great job on the sound.
Oh, good morning. I cannot take full credit for that, but thank you.
Well, okay, we can thank Brad, too. Yes. And, of course, Linda Bott has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight, Rhonda Culp. She's giving away tickets for all types of things, including Mardi Gras. And, of course, Thursday, Trish Clark.
Good morning.
With an E.
Yes, with an E.
How are you?
I'm just great.
Are you irritated this morning?
I got a lot of sad things, burrs under my
I've
saddle
got
this
angst.
Morning.
Do you have something stuck in your craw?
I do.
Okay, well, so do I. We've got a lot of things stuck in our craw. And, I mean, and we're just trying to be nice about it, you know. And today, of all days, Reversion Somo is going to be here at 8 o'clock, and I'm sure
Reverse we're going to have a great time.
Stuck in his craw. It usually is. And we're going to be talking about the job fair. Finally, out at the VA home. And they're here on board here to be talking about that. But first, we always start off with our Wells Fargo Advisors Fire Market Minute. And this is Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 80 points this morning at 13,859. Standard & Poor's 500 is positive 6 at 1,501. And the NASDAQ is negative 5 at 3,148. Active stocks today include Nokia down 32 cents at $4.32 and General Electric up 23 cents at $22.17. Stocks of local interest, Tri-County's Bank is down 4 cents at $16.63 and North Valley Bank is down 30 cents at $16.60. Turning to the bond market, we do find lower prices this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield up to 3.06. And in the commodity markets, crude oil is up 87 cents at $96.10. Gold is down $21 at $16.65.70. And silver is down 70 cents at $31.72. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10. And 9:06 here in the morning, right here on KCNR. They're going to tell you what to do, how to take a look at Wall Street, what's the best places to put your money, and how it works down there. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 or just stop by Park Marina Drive right in Reading. Wells Fargo Advisors. Okay, weather.
It's 48 degrees. Isolated showers until around 10 o'clock, mostly sunny for the rest of the day with a high near 60. Light north to north. East winds up with a chance of precipitation is 20%. Going to rain a little bit this weekend, 30-40% chance of rain. But, wow, how about this nice temperatures and no freezing at night? But it's not going to get 60, 70 degrees either.
Nah.
And the weather is brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right, right out there. Tonight, pizza night.
Pizza night,
you know, everybody
yes.
likes their pizza out there. You know,
it's different pizza. It's New York style.
Yeah, it's great.
Wonderful pizza.
It's great. Okay. And 474-5546. They do run out of them though. They only make so many doughs.
Make a reservation.
Make a reservation. Make sure you have one. Right. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to rock and roll on a few things. Hillary and Benghazi, and then we're going to be talking to the VA for a while, and then we're going to be going back into women in combat. Yes, women SEALs. We'll be right back.
Crab season is officially open. Hi, this is Ken White of the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center. Come join us for our 26th annual Crab Feed on Saturday, February 2nd, featuring our famous all-you-can-eat crab. You'll have an ocean of fun and help us provide shelter and care to victims of domestic violence. Tickets are available at our box office at 2280 Benton Drive, online at ShastaWomensRefuge.org, or by calling 244-0118. This event is sponsored in part by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Redding Rancheria, and Dutch Brothers.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
So, Chris, second Tuesday in February is at Mazatlan's.
I'm packed and ready to leave.
Not in Mazatlan, at Mazatlan Grill Mexican Restaurant.
I was looking forward to a vacation in Mexico.
Won't you join us Tuesday, February 12th at Mazatlan Grill on Hilltop Drive for some great Mexican food and good company as Mazatlan Grill donates a percentage of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society. It's all about helping the animals and an evening out with friends.
I still need a vacation.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years, I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities, so it takes a commitment to take time to work out, and that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli, next to Yak's.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Your Community Radio for the North State. I'm back here with Trish Clark. And for people that think that there's something wrong with Linda, there's nothing wrong with Linda. She's feisty as ever. She is. It's just that she's got a lot of stuff. She's redoing kitchens. She's painting and all this stuff. So don't worry about her. She's going to call in today, talk about On the Spot with Linda Bott. No, I have not, you know, beaten her and put her someplace and that, or she's not ill. She's healthy. She's too healthy. She's smiley all the time, you know, so. Anyway.
That's like, a good thing.
Yeah,
it's a
great thing, but also don't think that there's anything wrong with it. Let's go to the phones. Bob, you've got something about Hillary?
Yeah, I can't believe they're getting away with this. You know, what does it matter? I mean, four Americans would kill, and they're like a duty and everything, and nothing's happening to them.
Well, I think what she was saying is it doesn't matter now because they were able to hide it until he got elected. They were able to bury it until all the decisions have been made. He now is his fiefdom, and he's going to do what he wants to do. So what does it matter? That's where they're coming from.
Well, you know, the thing is that her comment was, oh, it didn't get to my desk. Oh, I'm sorry. You've got an ambassador being killed. It didn't happen in 1 hour. It was over a period of like, what, 6 or 7 hours? And even if she didn't know it, is why didn't somebody in the chain of command do something about it? And then let's ask the question, why was that Navy Admiral, relieved from duty and that, and the Army General?
Well, and how about she turns right around and blames it on the Congress saying, the Congress doesn't want to fund. They don't want to fund Libya. Not, the Congress never turned down funding for the ambassador of Libya. They don't want to fund the country that has plenty of money. I am so frustrated by this whole thing.
And Bob,
thing.
You are absolutely right to be frustrated about this because they're walking away from it.
They are. And are we going to let them get away with it? I mean, Fast and Furious, now this? Are we really seriously
going to
let them get away with Americans being murdered on our soil and we don't care?
What do you think, Bob?
What else can you be? It's not the anniversary of 9/11 in a Muslim country. What's going to happen?
Well, I can just imagine what's going to happen next time because, frankly, they did get away with it. They got away with Fast and Furious. They're getting away with Benghazi. I mean, who's holding them? Who's holding their feet to the fire?
No one that I can see. We try, but unless the elected Republicans get into this and hold them accountable, what do?
Well, we got a lamestream media that doesn't report this stuff. So they're getting away with it. I mean, I don't understand this. Why?
Well, I tell you why. It's because they will turn around and blame Congress for it, just like they have, that, oh, I did it. It was my fault that the fact that this was, the man was killed. Well, he should have never been there. They had asked for help for months and anything. But I'll tell you what's going to happen, Bob, and you're not going to like this. Nothing. Four underlings have been put on administrative leave. Administrative leave, which means they still get paid. And when this thing blows over, they're going to put them into another job. That's exactly what happens. Same thing with Fast and Furious. They've got smoking guns all the way up to the Attorney General's office. What's happened? The guy down in Arizona loses his job. Somebody else gets reassigned. That's it. They, you know what? They have done it. And no matter, you know, you can get mad, as everybody should be, but until the Republicans or until Congress and the Senate regains a sense of morality and doing what's right for this country, nothing's going to happen.
We're moving on. She went to the hearings yesterday. She did what she had to with her hand on her cheek, resting her head, bored to tears, so arrogant. And now she's going and passing the reins to Kerry, who will be sworn in this morning.
Yeah, Kerry's
done. We're done. Doesn't make any difference.
It's finished. Oh. Okay, Bob. Yeah. Try not to lose hope.
I'll try.
Okay.
We're no help, right?
Don't worry. We haven't given up fighting. Never give up. Never back down. We can't. We just got to keep letting our voices be heard. That's the thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks,
okay. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
Beth Nervo. Hey, I'd like to come into this firestorm.
Absolutely. It gets my adrenaline going first thing in the morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, you're here to talk about you've got two veterans, big, huge veterans events coming up here next week.
Yes, we do. Next Wednesday, January 30th, we have two major, major events for veterans. So for all of you veterans out there, this information's for you.
Okay, and we're going to take an early break so we can get more time to talk about this because these are two things that some people have gotten confused on. But we're going to get to those right as soon as we get back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, and Beth Nervo.
Are you tired of earning less than 0.5% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? If you have $300,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have a personal annuity I want to sell. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this personal annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account in this this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $300,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. We offer other annuities as well, but for one investor with $300,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
Is poker your passion? River's Edge Poker Room inside Wind River Casino is your Valentine's Day hotspot for a fun, exciting, and lucky Valentine's Day. Grab a mate and play your cards right in our Valentine's Day Couples Poker Tournament, February 14th at 6 p.m. Your $45 per couple buy-in will get you $4,000 in chips. Get lucky with the Valentine's Day Couples Poker Tournament on February 14th at 6 p.m. For details, call 1-800-YOU-WIN, log on to windriver.com, check out the River's Edge on Facebook.
Treat your sweetheart to a special Valentine's where you both get lucky. Make your date night reservations at Element's Restaurant inside Wind River Casino for our Valentine's dinner special. Charbroiled filet mignon and lobster tail, baked potato and seasoned vegetables, house salad and chocolate dipped Grand Marnier strawberries with a glass of champagne for only $50 a couple. After dinner, play your favorite slot machine with $10 free slot play on us. Call 1-800-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week and serving brunch on Sunday, featuring fresh ingredients and flavors. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Reading, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. Carl Bott, Trish Clark here, Thursday, 530-605-4567. I'm sorry we got you going already with the Hillary story. But anyway, we're here with Beth New. Am I getting it right? Yeah, Beth Nervo. Okay, Beth, two big things going on. Let's hit them.
All right. So the first event is, this is the second year we have done a housing and resource fair, and the veterans out there that we really want to hear from are the veterans that are staying on a relative's couch. You are living in a motel. And if you're under the bridge or on the streets, and certainly those two, but a lot of veterans don't realize that if you don't have your name on the lease, you do not have permanent housing. And this event is for you. We have resources for getting you into permanent housing. We will have Social Security will be there. The Veterans Service Office will be there. We've got Dan's Optical will be there providing discounted services for eyeglasses. And the whole point of getting you there is not only to get your resources, but we need to count you. And the reason we need to count you is we are trying desperately to bring HUD-VASH vouchers to Shasta County. We have to prove how many of you out there are in need of these discounted rents that these vouchers will enable you to have. That means your rent will be 30% of your income. If your income is $18, it'll be 30% of that. So we really, really need to see you that day. Come in. There is food. There will be hot dogs and chili and plenty of hot coffee. It's being held from 10 to 3 at the Veterans Memorial Hall on Yuba Street, right next to the old post office. And there's also in our office, which is the Reading Veterans Resource Center, we do have job development that's just started on board. We have a veteran in our office who is working with veterans here in the community to help them learn how to interview, write their resumes, and guide them and mentor them out there in the market to find the jobs that are there.
Okay. Now, this is, there may be people that this really needs. They don't have radio. So what you need to do when you're listening to this is think of somebody that does. Somebody that you know and, that's couch surfing. Maybe they are in a car, living while they're in between places, but they're going to need help. Anyway, this is going to be the, Housing and Resource Fair. It's going to be a week, well, next Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Shasta County Veterans Hall. Food and drink will be there, and a lot of things to help these people to get them back in, because sometimes it's as simple as paying the deposit, because they have enough money to make the monthly, payments, but because they, you know, their credit may be bad because they've lost their job because of downsizing and all these, maybe lost their house, may have bad credit, but they now have a job that's good enough for them to pay the rent. But they just can't get the $2,500 it costs for the deposits and all that.
Right.
And there's, I understand there's some services there that may be available.
That will be able to do that for them. Absolutely.
All right. Number two, same day.
Same day. This is for veterans out there that are looking for a job. As was said earlier, finally, we are getting to the point where we're hiring our staff for the new VA home that's out there on Knighton Road. And so they have a job fair going from 8 to 4. To interview and take applications for folks at all levels of skill. And so we invite you to get on out there and see what's going on. And it's not exclusively for veterans. So folks who aren't veterans and you're looking for a job, go on out there. And it's a beautiful facility. So we need
you
out there.
The veterans get a point or something? Don't they get a something to, I mean...
I'm not involved in the particulars on that, but I certainly will help.
I think they used to that they would get a you get like, you know, 2 points or something when they talk about the exam and all that.
And I think there's bus service available out to that area, so if they're downtown at this other one and they need to take a ride out to the Knighton Road facility, there is bus service that goes that is available that goes out to the airport out there.
And
it's right down.
Yeah,
the
and these aren't just. Sanitation and janitorial. We're talking nursing, pharmacy, social services, therapist, dietitian, and food service, plant operations. Yeah, and these are not your $10 an hour jobs, are they?
No. The previous postings I've seen of the positions that have come in, some of these positions start at $50,000-$60,000 a year for people who have the credentials and the. And I know that at one point they were looking for a minister, and that job was. $50,000-$60,000 a year. So
do you have to be a real minister? Can you just?
Oh, like, yeah, no. You have to have the training. You absolutely have to have the training.
You just make people feel good.
None of these send for your certificate in the mail, preachers.
No, not at all.
I suppose you have to have some kind of, because Trish, I know you. Your whole point in life when you were a politician was to make people feel good. So shouldn't
absolutely
that be?
Not. No, that was it.
Healthcare analysis.
Politically correctness is not my forte.
Healthcare analysis. I could do that. Obamacare bad. I do that every day.
And there are social services jobs out there, and I know there are a lot of you out there with that type of background. So it's certainly
security,
worth
security, accounting.
Yeah.
Okay, there's all types of jobs out there. Now, this is going to be also the same day. Probably different groups of people in some sense, but some may be the same. They're going through the resource fair. But it's January 30th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's going to be out at the veterans home itself, and they're going to be all set up there. That doesn't mean you're going to be hired that day.
No, it
just means that you're going to be putting in your applications. They'll help you through that. It may be is, you know, you want to show up down there dressed.
Absolutely.
Ready for a job. Dressed appropriately for
absolutely.
A job.
Absolutely. You don't know who you're going to meet down there. So it's a lot of it's about networking. So
this is all taking place next Wednesday, January 30th. And one is at the Knighton Road facility. That's the application for the new veterans home. Beautiful veterans home out there. And the other is the jobs fair at the downtown
housing,
Veterans Memorial Hospital.
The Resource Fair at the Yuba Center.
And remember, think of all the people in the community that you know, number one, that are looking for a job because not everybody can listen to the radio. And remind those people that you know that are veterans that are maybe staying with their cousin or their brother or what have you, because they qualify too. And we really need to get those numbers so that we can get the extra funding to take care of them.
That's right. And I do want to leave you with a phone number, because if you remember all this and 3 hours you've forgotten it, get your pencil ready. I'm going to give you a phone number that someone can call to get more information about the resource fair. And this is at the Reading Veterans Resource Center, and we are at 223-3211.
Also, you're going to send me something via email that's on a that I can put on the front page of our website, Tim. Something digitized that we can throw on there for everything.
Good.
I hope. So I'll give you your address right after this is
perfect.
Over. This is so much. Thank you so much, Beth, for doing this. And we're going to talk about it tomorrow. We're going to talk about it Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. So feel free to give us a call. Okay?
Wonderful. And thank you so much for having me here
this
morning.
Thank you so much for what you do. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, we're going to be right back after these messages and the news.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a mixed market on Wall Street as tech giant Apple weighs on both the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But at 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up about 80 points. Mitsubishi is issuing a global recall of nearly 15,000 electric cars due to brake problems. The Japanese automaker says the recalled vehicles may carry an improperly shaped or damaged electric pump, which sends air to the brake booster. Most of the recall is in Europe and Japan. Electric vehicles have been struggling in the U.S. auto sector despite a big push by the Obama administration to boost sales. Green cars often fall short of consumer expectations, especially in running distance. And how much sleep did you get last night? Research at Harvard Medical School shows a third of U.S. workers aren't getting enough sleep to function at their peak performance, reducing their ability to do their jobs properly. In dollar terms, it equates to a wasted $63.2 billion in lost productivity for businesses each year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
My Mercedes-Benz dealership has a courtesy car waiting for me. It's easy for me
to... I come in, they always use Mercedes-Benz genuine parts.
And they always have my favorite coffee. I just feel so comfortable.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My smooth ride.
My genuine sense.
My comfort zone. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semmel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semmel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town, to your favorite restaurant, or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semmel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Tune in for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk the last Thursday of each month from 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR Free Fire Media. A Haven Humane Society staff member will make a guest appearance each month to take questions on air about the pet topic of the month. You'll learn about pet health care, pet adoptions, dog training, volunteering, and much, much more. So be sure and listen for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk right here on KCNR 1460 on your radio dial.
Are you tired of earning less than a half a percent in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? If you have $300,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have a personal annuity I want to sell. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this personal annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account and this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $300,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. We offer other annuities as well, but for one investor with $300,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
Attention all brides, grooms, and families. Sunday, January 27th at 11 a.m., Simpson University presents the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. More than 150 professional vendors. Plan your wedding all in one day, all in one place. Lots and lots of great prizes, including a honeymoon vacation, food tasting, cake samples, DJs, bands, honeymoon travel, and so much more. Just for you on your special day. Plan to attend and meet professionals who can make your wedding day special. For more information, call 223-3868. See you there!
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
This is KCNR, the home of free fire media.
Yeah, welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda is on sabbatical and fine. She's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. If you don't believe that, listen to the show. Nobody can imitate this young lady. Of course, Trish Clark with an E is with me today.
Good morning. What's the deal with the E today?
Well, because you said... Because I spelled it without
you spelled my name wrong.
Because I spelled your name wrong. That was why.
Well, and I always correct people when they do that.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great coffee from Espresso Joe's, and they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. In fact, I bought a few cigars there yesterday. And they, of course, veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. I mean, the place has got, it's places to sit down in there. You can, you know, it's not just coffee. You know, there's soft drinks, of course, and you can buy any type of coffee there, and coffee makers, the whole thing. So it's a great place. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right, let's get into, I know we hate leaving Hillary, but it really, it's like you said.
Why do you even care?
I mean, it's over.
And we accomplished what we wanted to. What difference does it make that the American people were lied to, four Americans are dead? What difference does it make?
Okay, home sales are up in Shasta County. That's good.
That is good.
Home sales,
stock
home
market's
sales
up.
Stock market's up. Though I'm not sure why, but I'm sure that
I'm not either.
I can talk to Kathy Lathrop Cummings at some point today, or Josh Wiley, or Susan Eastman, or Chris Lasonde. I can find out why. Home sales are up, and I say they're up 16% since last year. They sold 2,307 homes. And compared to 1996, the year before.
And the median price went up.
The median price went up to, from 150,000 to 155,000. So that's good. But are those like the ones that were foreclosed on, and how many of these were bought? I'm not sure. I mean, I don't want to throw gloom on the fact that house sales are up, but what kind of, you know, those weren't ones that have been taken from people.
I wonder what the impact of all these things is on the average everyday person. We still got people out there who don't have jobs, the unemployment rate, I think is a misleading number, because there's just a whole lot of people who aren't looking for work, who haven't got a job, who aren't looking, and they don't get counted in any of those.
No, those are saying, you know, you've got your statistics from the government, which gives you the 8% or whatever it is now. I'm not even sure what it is, 8.9, I'm not sure. But what they don't show, of course, is the ones that are underemployed or just dropped off the chart. So you can almost double the number. But you know what?
And the people who had a job before that were making $60,000, $70,000 a year, and now are working three jobs and maybe making $40,000 a year, $30,000 a year.
The people don't care.
No.
The people don't care. No. Because if they cared, Obama wouldn't be president. So that obviously is one of the things that doesn't really bother them. If 70% of the people in the United States think the country is going in the wrong direction, okay, well then why are we still going in the same direction?
You can really drive yourself nuts.
You can. I mean,
I didn't stop looking at it.
Yeah.
My eyes glaze over when I start reading stuff, and I just have to walk away and go, wait a minute. All I can do is what I can do, and that is, you indicated earlier, Carl, is we can keep speaking out. We can keep forwarding emails that try to educate people. If we can get one person each day to know something that they didn't know before, I get crazy when I start ranting about something and I have somebody look me straight in the face and go, wow, I didn't know that. I never heard that. If the American people had known that, and it's something really basic that you've known about the president since he first started running, and they look at you really seriously and say, I didn't know he said that.
He did.
Really?
He did. He says it's okay to have the debt ceiling keep going up. And
he so said that, he liked $5 a gallon gasoline.
He said that if you're going to have use coal, that you're really going to pay for it, and that, you know, that people cling to their guns and religion.
And I'm going after your guns, and I'm going to get them.
I'm going to change the face of the military, which he has, and we're going to talk about that one. This has finally happened, you know, and I have talked about this before, but I actually had faith in the Pentagon, and I should have known better because the guy running it, Panetta, is a non-service member, has never been in the service. I think he was, I don't know. Anyway, but the bottom line is Panetta has given a going away present to the Pentagon and to your military. And this is something that, you know what? I don't care what, denomination you may be of political persuasion, but this going away present could have a severe impact on your daughters and husbands and friends and sons and uncles and anybody you know that's in the military. We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Drish Clark.
Here's my story, it's sad but true.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. If you've been waiting to fill your tank, now is the time. We employ some of the best delivery drivers out there. So give Danny a call and get on the dispatch. And if you're in the mountains, you might see a dog sled pull up with a 55-gallon barrel strapped on it. We will get to you. Be patient. For all the folks with no power, we have a lot of portable heaters ready to go and odorless kerosene. If you need propane, we have 25 to 1-gallon bottles ready to go. Stop by the plant, even if it's raining, we'll go outside and wait on you. If you have a small heater or an older one and you want to trade up, give Johnny or Bobby a call. We'll see what we can do to get you into a new heater, or maybe a tune-up. With everybody using online for ordering fuel or paying their bills, Kathy and Sherry are feeling a little neglected. So give them a call and say hello. 241-2196. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine, increase the value of your vehicle, and will have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Reading, 530-226-0992.
With one spark, hope for many people went up in flames Christmas Day. In the wee hours of the morning, the Good News Rescue Mission on South Market Street caught fire and sustained heavy damage. The time couldn't have been worse. First, flooding, then the fire. At a time when the homeless are most in need because of the cold weather. So the mission is in dire need of your help. Go to GNRM.org or search Good News Rescue Mission and click on Donate to see how you can help. Thank you.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years, I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities, so it takes a commitment to take time to work out, and that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yak's.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, I'm going to beat that drum. Yeah. Hey, Bob, how do you like this? Does that dancing turn you on? If it does, you're fired.
No.
Okay, good.
That was not dancing.
It is. It isn't? Okay. So 7:43 in the morning. Oh, yeah. 7:43 in the morning. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Is the price competitive? Do they give discounts for seniors and veterans? Are they locally owned, family operated? Are all employees safety oriented and safety trained? And do they promise to do a good job? I'll be okay. I'm just all fired up here about our next subject. Shasta Gas Propane. They do great work. They're your neighbors. They've got 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama counties. They're doing something right. Give them a call. 530-365-3793. 530-365-3793. There's still cold weather out there. All right. Here we go. Leon Panetta and his going away present to the Pentagon has now announced that the services are going to open up all positions in combat or arms to women. Oh, we're going to allow women in combat. Well,
women are in combat.
Women are in combat. Take a look at Time magazine. Take a look at other magazines. Women are standing there with a prosthetic leg and prosthetic arm. They have suffered as the men have. But their missions were not infantry. They were not in artillery, reconnaissance elements, SEALs, Delta, Green Berets, and mainly just leg infantry. There is a reason for that. And yet the Pentagon, because they've done a study, because there was women in a group called Dakowitz. And Dakowitz is, I can't even tell you where it begins, but it's about women in the military. Most of them are retired, I don't know, maybe retired generals, or they are women who have never been in the service. The retired general officers who are women who have never been in an infantry organization or a combat organization like the women today are. They're wanting to open up these because, oh, we can't get promoted at the same rate as men do because we haven't had a chance to be in Ranger school. We haven't had a chance to be in the infantry. You know, you don't see this coming from the active duty military women. This is coming from retirees and people who have never been there.
Well, and they need to talk to the women who have served, who have been involved, who have been over there in combat, and they need to talk to them about what condition their bodies are in, how they feel about whether they in fact can do this. You know, I'm probably a perfect example of a woman who absolutely believes that I can do anything that I should have the opportunity to do anything I'm capable of. I recognize that I am not physically able to do a lot of things that men are able to do. Viva la difference. Well, why do I want to? There's things that I can do that men can't do. But we need to do the things we're physically and mentally capable of doing, and women simply are not capable of keeping up with men in those very strenuous physical exercises.
And this has been proven time after time in experiment after experiment. The latest has been two, and this is for the Marines. Now, and I've talked about this before. The Marine Corps trains all of their officers, no matter what their job's going to be, whether it's an aviator or a supply type. They put them through 6 months of school called the basic school, where they train them how to be officers. They put them in leadership positions, the shooting, the whole thing, for 6 months. Rifle ranges, land nav, everything. Everybody's trained to be a basic infantry officer. Then the infantry officers go off to the infantry officer school. They took two of the top female graduates of the basic school, that means in physical conditioning and mental, and put them into the class. One could not make it past the inventory, PFT, and there were some males that couldn't, but one couldn't. The other one was so damaged after 3 weeks, and I say damaged from being in the field and the types of things they had to do, she had to drop out of that. Now, are we saying that women are not as courageous, tenacious, smarter in many cases, and all these things, patriotic, the whole thing? No, not at all. They can't keep up. That's
our
the problem.
Our bodies are built different. Our bodies are built to do different things. We look different. Can't you tell when you look at a guy that they look different than a girl? We're built different. Our bodies are not physically capable of taking that kind of damage.
Well, it's the average. Okay, it's not even a one-time thing. Another officer, a Marine Corps captain, a female, wrote this, who was, she says, I'm the perfect representative of who would have been in that. She said, I played hockey in college. And she says, this is big time college hockey, you know, females. She says, I scored a perfect score in the PFT for women, physical fitness test. I could bench this much and do this. And she says, she's been a company commander in an engineer company in the Marines that went from spot to spot in Afghanistan. She said, after a year, or even less than a year, she says, I can't walk up a hill without stumbling.
My body
is done. She says, I've broken down in, my ligaments, my hips. She says, I have internal problems, female problems, due to the lifestyle. She says, and none of my male Marines are like this. None of my male Marines.
Our parts are different.
None of my male Marines had the same problems I did. She says, I couldn't do it. And then my question is if they, you know, everybody says, well, they've got to be able to meet the requirements to be in these units. Well, let me tell you what we did in the Marine Corps. We lessened the requirements. Yes. I hate to say it. But for the people to get grades of leadership, and as they go through this, and this is back in 1979, we lessened the degrees of how they were going to be evaluated to make it a pass-fail instead of a numerical system.
And the U.S. government has historically done this in all branches every time they've expanded out and insisted that they bring women in to do historical male jobs.
And if
they can do them and meet all the requirements, then I'm all for it. But if you have to lessen the standards to make it possible,
there you go.
It's wrong.
That's right. And if you can do it, fine. But how many can? Let's go to the phones. Pete, you are live on KCNR 1460.
Yeah, good morning. You know, Carl, with both the issue with the females in the military and also the big move towards the homosexuals, people keep forgetting or overlooking the fact of what a huge thing sex is and how it motivates people. Just for example, let's say you took the most highly trained Doberman pincher you had in your yard. It doesn't matter how well it's trained. If you throw a female dog of any type in heat over the yard, the dog's going to pay attention to it. Think of another way. Remember, I can't think of anybody in the military more highly trained than astronauts. If you think back of that case, I think it was Lisa Nowak. I think she was a lieutenant commander. She was the one that drove 900 miles with the diapers on, if you recall that case.
To try and kill a rival.
The other astronaut. Does that ring a bell? It happened about a year or so ago.
Yeah, to try and kill a rival. But, you know, but here, Pete, here's the thing is that we've had women in combat, though, now for years. I've had women machine gunners when I was back in Iraq the last time. I know what you're saying, you know, and that, you know, can be controlled. We're looking at the military being forced to open up jobs that women are not physically capable of doing. Much less, you know, they can be as mentally tough, but physically they can't. But it is also true when you put men and women together, there has been trouble. There's been pregnancies. There's been all types of things. And I'm not blaming the women for this. This is also men.
I follow you completely. I was just using one example how it motivates people. But another example, you have small units. I'm sure you've seen this in your own time, Carl.
Yep.
When you probably were in training, I'm sure there was times they sent you to schools. And they made it a point where when you got to the school, you knew nobody. So within a couple of weeks, you'd formed into a unit where it was all guys. I'm sure when you're in a situation where they introduce women, the unit never quite gelled. I'm sure you saw the difference between times when it was all men and they introduced women. It just doesn't come out the same. I mean, people, you have to see it. You have to be there to see it to realize how
they... No, that's true. It's true.
There's plenty of women that can, you know, run as far or carry the heavy loads. I mean, generally, physically, they can't do as well as men, but that's not the issue. It's the social things. Another issue is how much more time people are with, the commanders on bases are spending away from being mission-focused and dealing with these problems. Just recently, you might have seen the thing where there's a case where two lesbians, one was in the service, one wasn't, and her partner was complaining she wasn't fully accepted by the other spouses. So now the base commander has to take time out of the mission and deal with these things, and that's going to be happening more and more.
Well, you know, I can understand it, but I'm still having problems watching the Marine run across the flight deck and jumping into the arms of another man, you know, one man. I'm sorry. I was a Marine for 30 years.
With that
well,
too.
You know what? It's not because I'm against, you know, people that are gay. No, not at all. It's just, I came up in a different attitude in the Marine Corps there. And when I saw that, I just went, that's tough for me. Okay. Hey,
one more thing. I'll get off the air. We could go on and on about this. I don't want to take your time, but I believe that Panetta, I believe he did serve as a lieutenant in the Army, however.
Did he? Okay, then I'm wrong. I'm sorry.
I believe he did, sir. I'll get off the phone. Thanks a lot.
All right. Bye. Hey, Pete, thanks a lot for the phone call. Okay, we got to take a break. Roberta, hang on. We're going to get to you right after this break. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, differences in men and women.
Kenny. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be.
So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth.
Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
Now on Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. immediately following Free Fire Radio.
The Bold Truth is brought to you by Deja Vu, California Trailer and RV Sales, Stroop's Chainsaw, and Jones Fort on AM 1460 KCNR.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Are you tired of earning less than 0.5% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? If you have $300,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have a personal annuity I want to sell. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this personal annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account in this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $300,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. We offer other annuities as well, but for one investor with $300,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
Yeah, welcome back. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership serving Redding and surrounding areas. They have a car, truck, or SUV for everybody, and their service department is second to none. That's Redding Crown Motors. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue in Redding or give them a call at 530-223-2177. Roberta?
No, we got Randy.
Randy, you're up.
Good morning.
Good morning, Randy.
Got something to say? I've been listening to your program this morning, and I just get chills. I'm a non-vet, and I relate this back. I'm sure you remember back we called them McNamara babies.
Yeah, I remember
when
that.
When they lowered the requirements.
The McNamara, was it 100,000 or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They lowered the requirements, not so much physically, but,
mentally.
Mentally. And boy, did we have some winners in there. They couldn't
read in the right. No, I understand.
Male or female?
I'm sorry?
I'm male or female. They must be qualified.
That's right.
Right. And they lowered the requirements. And I mean, you had to take those people by the hand and show them over and over and over. You give them a job to do and they just couldn't do it. They couldn't
grasp what was going on there. You got to be able to grasp besides what's happening right there in front of you. You got to be able to think about what's going to happen a minute down the road. And that's the hard part with those. Now, I appreciate your phone call, Randy, because you know, we're not saying is that the women aren't smart, bright, tough, and all that. It's being able to keep up with the requirements that it takes to be an infantry. Now, here's the other thing is that now the services have to come up and prove by the year 2016 why women should not be allowed in the, into their special operations units. Have to come up with and say why they're not allowed in there. Even if they've been doing all these things for years, they've been studying this for years, they still have to try and prove it again.
Final thought. Recognize that all these people that we put in there that are not qualified have an immediate impact on every other serviceman and, in fact, can be responsible for their death.
You need to call, get your friends and call your senators and your congressmen and say, I do not agree with this. And we're going to talk more about this here in the future. But we've got to run right now. So, Randy, thank you so much for your phone call.
You're welcome. And, Trish, have a nice meeting with my wife this morning after the show.
Oh, okay.
Debbie.
All right.
Bye-bye. Okay. Yeah, whatever that's about. Okay. Hey, when we come back, we have Reverge Anselmo out here on deck ready to come in. And he's all feisty again this morning, too. So, Trish Clark, Carl Bott, we're here on KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. And we'll be back after the news and the news, weather, and a couple of little ads that we have. We'll be right back.
Miss a day, miss a lot.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Senator John Kerry is in line to replace Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State, and she's all for it.
John is the right choice to carry forward the Obama administration's foreign policy.
The Democrats' hearing is underway. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
For a quarter century, the Massachusetts Democrat has served on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
Suddenly, I am feeling a lot of sympathy for the folks who sit down here.
Today, he's facing the panel in hopes of becoming the next Secretary of State.
He must resolve the question surrounding Iran's nuclear program.
And Kerry's confirmation expected to go smoothly.
My respect for John as a senator and my support for his nomination today originated in a very different experience.
Republican John McCain noting shared service in Vietnam. Dave.
Jared, the White House says there's no need for this, calling North Korea's new threats provocative. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen has more live.
Dave, North Korea responding after it was hit with fresh UN sanctions. It says it's preparing to conduct its first nuclear test since 2009. State TV also announcing plans for more rockets and saying the whole program is aimed at the United States, calling America its sworn enemy. It's thought North Korea's eventual aim is to have a missile capable of carrying a nuclear weapon all the way to the States. Dave?
Simon, the Pentagon is making it official the plan to let women fight on the front lines in the military by lifting a ban on female soldiers in combat. 6 weeks after the elementary school massacre, a panel formed by Democratic Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy is meeting for the first time.
Responsible, law-abiding citizens of our state have a right to bear arms, but that right cannot come at the expense of public safety.
School safety, gun control, and mental health issues are being reviewed. Burger King has stopped buying beef from an Irish company that had a whopper of a problem. Traces of horse meat were found in its patties. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Young Winston struggled in school. He failed the entrance exam twice before entering Britain's military academy. His early success in politics gave way to midlife failure, and in the mind of the public, his career was ended. Of course, we all know Winston Churchill went on to become England's prime minister during World War II. But did you know that, after the war, voters tossed him out of office, despite his wartime leadership and popularity? This is Howard Butt, Jr. of Laity Lodge. Churchill's career reminds us that early failure cannot predict future success. Neither can present success guarantee the future. The best thing, the only thing, is to do your best, be your best in each moment in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Sentencing is scheduled this hour for an American man who helped terrorists overseas. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live in Chicago.
David Headley and his friend Tahawar Rana were charged with helping a Pakistani terrorist group carry out the Mumbai terror attacks. More than 160 people died. Headley pleaded guilty. Rana was found not guilty of that most serious charge, but convicted of two others, including plotting to blow up a Danish newspaper that published controversial cartoons featuring the Prophet Muhammad. Rana has been sentenced to 14 years. years. Headley, who testified against Rana, could get life without parole. Dave?
Jennifer, arraignment has not been set yet for a fourth-grade teacher jailed on $12 million bail in Los Angeles, accused of sexually abusing 20 students at an elementary school. Robert Pimentel has not been in class since last March when several young girls came forward claiming he had made inappropriate contact. A Georgia man facing all kinds of charges, drunk driving, hit and run, reckless driving, and vehicular homicide, accused of causing 15 crashes around Atlanta last night. His pickup truck ended up in a restaurant.
I heard this big boom outside. We turned around and the guy get out and somebody pinned him against the wall.
A woman died in that last crash. We're supposed to get 8 hours of sleep. But if you're like me and don't, our bosses might be worried.
When you don't get sleep, you don't get the job done. One-third of American workers don't get enough sleep, according to Harvard Medical School. That's 40 million of us. You suffer personally, and the workplace suffers. The cost of lost sleep is $63 billion in lost productivity. People show up for work, but they don't operate at peak performance. They have a word for it, presenteeism. Workers lose 8 minutes each hour at work for each hour of interrupted sleep. How widespread is the problem? 43% of Americans between 13 and 64 say 5 days a week they rarely or never get a good night's sleep. Bill Fitka, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 88 points, but Apple is plunging 10%, and that's dragging the Nasdaq down slightly. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to the second hour of Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, the community radio station for the North State. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on sabbatical, but she'll be back tonight for On the Spot with Linda Bott. And trust me, she is fine. She is just redoing the kitchen. She's redoing all of the music. She is painting her office. She's just doing all of these things. And it takes time to do that. It's 8:05 in the morning, and I am joined, of course, by Trish Clark.
Good morning.
You know, Trish is our Thursday morning co-host. And forever. And this is just going to, no matter whatever happens, you're always going to be here with me.
On Thursday morning.
On Thursday mornings. Because that's the one morning that she can get out of bed. The Anderson Fire Department comes down and hits their sirens outside your house.
Mornings are not my best thing. But I make the supreme effort to be here with Carl on Thursday mornings because I enjoy it so much.
Okay, you know, in this hour we have, RC Anselmo is with us, and good morning.
Good morning to everybody.
Okay, we're gonna get to you after we've done all the other things we have to do.
Okay.
Including, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings, for our Market Minute.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 84 points at 13,864. The S&P 500 is positive 5 at 1,500, and the NASDAQ is negative 5 at 3148. Active stocks today include Nokia down 23 cents at $4.41. And Bank of America up 20 cents at 11.62. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is down 30 cents at 16.60. And Exo Group is up 6 cents at $9.30. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 1.86%. And in the commodity markets, crude oil is up 91 cents at 96.14. Gold is down $15.30 at 16.71.50. And silver is down 59 cents at 31.84. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, thank you very much, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06. Right here on KCNR, they give us the best about what's happening in Wall Street. If you have any questions about perhaps where to put your money or how Wall Street works, give them a call at 530-243-7561. That's 530-243-7561, or stop by Park Marina Drive right here in Reading, the Wells Fargo Advisors. Okay, weather.
Weather, it's 48 degrees, a slight chance of showers this morning, mostly sunny this afternoon with a high of around 60. Looking for rain towards the weekend, 30 to 40% chance, not having any more freezing. And the weather is brought to you every morning by Anselmo Vineyards.
Yeah, Anselmo Vineyards.
I'm happy to bring it.
And we're going to talk about you in just a minute. But let's go to the phones because we have not quite finished up our last subject from the last hour. So, Roberta, good morning. Thank you so much for waiting.
Oh, yeah. And thank you for letting me be on.
Yeah.
Well, I think this is like a black eye for America. I agree with Trish. You know, women can do lots and lots of things, but God made women and men different, and we have different roles. And I think it's really sad that we are not growing up our young men to be men, protectors. They're strong. It's just really sad. You even watch these movies now. I don't watch them, but you see the ads for them where you have all these women fighting the battles and stabbing and killing everybody and taking on men like they're as strong and whatever. It's just I don't know what the point is other than to try to say there's no difference between men and women. And I just think it's really hurtful, especially to young men, to take that away from them of courage and strength and protector. I just think God made them to do those things, and they're just not fulfilling their role when we don't let them.
Okay.
As you indicate, Roberta, there's a difference, and viva la difference. I like being a woman.
Mm-hmm. Right, and I was so sad when I was watching the news the night, and that mother came home. They said she had been gone a year, and she had three children, you know, hugging on her and kissing her. And I thought, you know, this is really sad when we give up the role of taking, that we send our women to war, and it just seems so inappropriate to me.
Hey, you know, you want to, it's Rivera's Anselmo. Listen, you know, another thing that I learned from my buddy who just came back from Afghanistan, also women are not interested in war. My friend had a buddy who was a helicopter pilot, and so was his wife. And whenever they would be, you know, inside the base and sitting down to eat a meal together, the husband would say, "Now, shh, when my wife comes here, no talking about the war, okay?" They're not interested. And men in combat do nothing but, with great concentration, assess the situation, the enemy. That's all we want to talk about. Women don't even want to talk about it, so don't tell me they're interested.
No, I agree with you, Roberta. Yeah, it's just really sad. I hope that I don't know what we can do about it. It is really a sad day to me when, the whole home is being destroyed. The father is not the protector. They always portray the father as being dumb on television shows and that the women are the smart people. Well, we're all smart, but we have different roles. And I just hope that we somehow turn back to what was meant to be and what would be a blessing for our children. If this was working, that would be great. But when we don't raise our children in a two-parent family, our society is totally disintegrating. So there's great cost for the decisions that we're making.
But that is the point for these new initiatives. It isn't even, it has nothing to do with making a better military. It has to do with destroying the structure of normal society.
I agree, yeah.
Change.
I think so.
Change for change. Okay. All right, Roberta, thank you so much.
Bye.
Goodbye. We have to take a quick break here. Our guest, Rivera's Anselmo, and of course, Trish Clark, my co-host. We'll be right back after these messages.
Attention all brides, grooms, and families. Sunday, January 27th at 11 a.m., Simpson University presents the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. More than 150 professional vendors. Plan your wedding all in one day, all in one place. Lots and lots of great prizes, including a honeymoon vacation, food tasting, cake samples, DJs, bands, honeymoon travel, and so much more. Just for you on your special day. Plan to attend and meet professionals who can make your wedding day special. For more information, call 223-3868. See you there!
This is retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. NFI has purchased over 20,000 rounds of ammunition for our students to use while training for their CCW. Just because you can't find ammunition doesn't mean you can't apply for your CCW at NorCal Firearms Instruction. Come see us at Sportsman's Warehouse, visit us online at norcalfi.com, or call us at 999-1822. Now is the time. This is Ted Leidy reminding you that it's not the loss of freedom, it's a loss of liberty to be worried about.
Have you ever served in the armed forces? Were you in the National Guard or a reservist who deployed on active duty? Are you in need of housing, or do you know of a veteran who needs housing? As a veteran, you should know that there are services available for you. Drop by the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street in Reading. There will be food and refreshments and one-on-one information. The more veterans who know about these services, the fewer will be left behind. We need your help to get the word out. If we can identify 300 veterans who are couch surfing or staying with friends or family or who are homeless, additional housing assistance will be made available for veterans in Shasta County. So we're counting on you to be at the Veterans Hall for the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Wednesday, January 30th.
Signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl, Linda Bott. Linda, we'll be on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. Trish Clark is with me. Hey, you know what? Hi, good morning.
Hi,
Trish.
Good morning, Trish. Good morning, Carl.
And then, of course, Rivers and Selmo is on. And on the phone is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning, everybody?
Good morning, Congressman.
Hey, congratulations on your election and your new seat in Washington.
Well, thank you. It's been never a dull moment with everything going on. Of course, this week was the inauguration, and I attended that spectacle, which is part of the American tradition. So that was interesting. So we're getting our feet on the ground back there.
Congressman, the first thing that came out of the blocks, of course, is the gun control. Let's do away with assault weapons. Do away with high capacity magazines. What's the feeling back there in Congress?
Well, today supposedly Senator Feinstein, our great California senator, is supposed to be launching her assault weapons ban legislation, whatever that's going to look like. And so, ever since the Sandy Hook unfortunate, horrible situation there, people have been trying to politically take advantage of that to continue this constant gun control threat that they want to do. And so this is, they feel their moment, so she's going to come back with that. Now, when you find out the misinformation coming out of Sandy Hook there, that the actual so-called, it's a sporting rifle, okay? I'm not going to use the AW word.
No.
But that gun evidently didn't even get used. It was left in the car. This was all handguns. And so they're basing a lot of this on a fraud, and then the original concept that we that love the Second Amendment go back to is that you don't control gun crime by controlling the innocent. So I believe that there's a very good chance that this legislation is not going to get anywhere, certainly amongst the Republicans, and I think plenty of the Midwestern Democrats legislators in the Senate and in the House that just see the same logic. So
remind everybody this thing that came out first, I think, by Sean Hannity, and then it made its way around the internet, that more people are killed every year by hammers than by handguns, by a lot.
Yeah, than by sporting rifles, I think.
Sporting rifles, yeah.
I think it's a little higher number for that. So, let's the same logic would say that we should ban all automobiles because drunk drivers,
kill 32,000 people a year.
Yeah, so it really, all of it is tragic, and what it means is that we need to do a better job with our criminal justice system, with screening people that we know have mental illness, people that we already know are known criminals, and our parole system, or our system of checking up on criminals that are released, is woefully inadequate, and yet we have Jerry Brown and the state legislature doing so much to cut the criminal justice system and the and making sure that the people on parole are paying attention to what they're supposed to be doing. So it's a no-win game. But that way, of course, you're going to see crime go up.
Congressman LaMalfa, jump to another subject. Is that committee that's checking into Benghazi, are we going to hold them accountable for that or no?
I think Mr. Issa, Darrell Issa in the House, he's really a pit bull on these sorts of things here. So as this unfolds and some of these other things move by here, I don't think that's going to be allowed to be let go. Also, one of the things we're going to be looking at, too, is the possibility of widespread voter fraud around the country. When you hear about precincts that have 100% turnout for one individual candidate, there's some funny business going on that I think needs to be flipped over on that. So this isn't going to go away easily, no matter if, Secretary Clinton believes it doesn't make any difference. So.
You know, when she said that, I couldn't believe it. What difference does it make? Well, it makes a difference. There's four dead people that probably shouldn't be dead because of, just now that the election's over. Oh, really, what difference does it make? That kind of thing. Congressman, we have to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Our guest, Congressman Doug LaMalfa, Reversion and Selma, and, of course, my co-host, Trish Clark. Well, I've got a full house today. We'll be right back.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay, and we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hello, this is Reading Police Chief Robert Pelletti. On January 30th at 6 p.m. in the council chambers, I am going to hold my first town hall meeting to discuss crime in our community and update the community on changes and goals setting for the Reading Police Department. I encourage the community to please attend, and after I do my update, I will answer any questions that the community has so that I can learn about your concerns as well.
That's the town hall meeting with RPD Chief Robert Pelletti at the Reading City Council Chambers, 6 p.m. on Wednesday, January 30th.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark's here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Whether it's an emergency or routine maintenance, they will be there for you. Been in the business since 1992. Great people doing great work. Their phone number is 530-221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air. Reverge Anselmo's with us, but also Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Congressman, welcome back.
Thanks for having me on for a little bit.
Well, hey, Congressman, y'all are just getting ready to, you passed the debt ceiling. You extended the debt ceiling, but at the same time, it was, we're going to cut off the senator's pay?
Yeah, this was a measure here to try to change the game a little bit right there in Washington. We have the debt ceiling that's already basically been incurred 2 days before I got there. The federal government ran out of money on December 31st and has been getting by doing something they call extraordinary measures of basically not paying certain bills. You know, if you got your bills and you're out of money, maybe you quit paying the cable bill and hope they don't come disconnected, stuff like that. So they've been using those measures, and that runs out pretty soon. So the country was basically already out of money. And so that means veterans aren't going to get some of their payments. That means Social Security stops. And then the whole thing becomes all about the Republicans are blocking people from getting paid like that. And so we felt we had to change the game, but also the U.S. Senate has not done a budget in 3.5 years. They just do what they call continuing resolutions, which that is going to, the current one of those will expire here in just a few weeks. So this changes the whole game to put it back upon doing a budget, and if the budget does not get done, either the Senate or the House does not get paid, whoever doesn't get their job done. And so Paul Ryan has introduced a plan to balance the budget in a 10-year period, which is probably too long still to you and me, but we have so many years and so many layers and so many trillions already that's such a huge thing to overcome. Actually, a 10-year workout plan to truly reach balance. Real balance is the measure that we've adopted or we're going to work towards. And so this is the first installment in moving the thing in that direction, because we got to do fundamental change here, and right now having a battle over the debt ceiling is only going to put us in a very weak position and give the president, who already is like Xerxes marching through Thermopylae right now,
good analogy.
So much power. So what we're looking at, though, with the portion we approved, again, this was an agonizing decision. It's a fraction of what a typical debt ceiling is. It's being scored somewhere between $150 billion to maybe $300 instead of the typical $1 trillion to $1.2. So it's anywhere from maybe one-sixth to one-fourth of the normal size of extension. And so I had to hold my nose and say, you know what, this is the best chance we have to work this through with the Paul Ryan plan, who I trust the guy. I believe that he's a guy that is going to have the best possible way of looking at doing the budget. Otherwise, you know, I guess I don't know where we're going to go.
Can the Senate then modify that bill when it's sent over to them to take the provision out?
They have the ability to make amendments, yes. If they take the provision out, they're going to see just a whole bunch of stubbornness on the House side here, because many of us really had to hold our nose on this thing to go in that direction. I'm not about raising the debt ceiling on this at all, and no more of this willy-nilly just, we'll just keep going merrily down the road here. This was an agonizing decision for me, but I have to believe that there's a chance to have a process.
Yeah, I think we understand you.
In the right direction on budgeting and holding the Senate accountable to do it. So we'll see what unfolds in the next week or so.
Well, by the sound of it, we understand you're in a tough position. We hope you can hold to that position. We're very glad you're there.
Thank you, man. This has been it's been like a quantum leap of.
You got to be kidding! Every day,
state legislature.
You know when the last time I talked, you were on, and your humility about it, Doug, what are you saying? This is so surreal. And this, as that worn off and is now, it's like, this is a circus.
It's not circus yet. It's really difficult. We had our first two committees, Resources Committee was day before yesterday, and Ag Committee was yesterday. And it's amazing how, like, the vice chairman, the minority leader can just start in doing the Democrat talking points about what we're going to do in the committee. I'm just sitting there, really? And so it is still surreal, only a different way. This is a hard job. I mean, we walk in this freshman class with $16.4 trillion already of national debt, and they were already out of money for the year before we walk in. So we have to contemplate, is the debt ceiling something we want to do? Many of us talked on our campaign trail, debt ceiling is a bad thing to do. So I guess looking at this plan here, this is our last gasp, I think, as a country. It's being ruled by the Democrats in Washington. You have the White House, you have the U.S. Senate, and you have a compliant media out there, present company accepted, that is just feeding it all to them. So the Republicans in the House are 232 people that are basically like the 300 at Thermopylae with Xerxes' army beating down the path here. So we got to hold together, and this is the best possible plan, I think, that we can do that. And if the Senate rejects it or modifies it, then we're at square one.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We appreciate you calling so much, Congressman, and I realize that we're working here to have our monthly update with our Congressman, and we just think that's super on your part to do something like this.
Well, that'll be great, because I want people to have at least some understanding of what we're trying to do here, and we're still going to get into arcane terminology. I'm going to have to try and walk through with you here, sequestration, which means programmed automatic spending cuts and continuing resolutions, and then sequencing of the different.
Yes, sir.
It turns into a lot of gibberish, and I don't want people to think we're back.
Well, we're gonna be able to have
them and stuff, But it's the language of the place. I want to make it real for people.
Well, Congressman, I think we're going to be starting that update very soon. Anyway, thank you so much for being on today, Congressman Doug LaMalfa. We're going to have to take a quick break right now, and we'll be back after these messages.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton speaking out on behalf of her potential replacement at Senator Kerry's confirmation hearing.
John is the right choice to carry forward the Obama administration's foreign policy, and I urge his speedy confirmation.
Kerry, whose confirmation is expected to go smoothly, saying he'd be totally committed to enforcing U.S. sanctions against Iran. Parts of the Northeast and Midwest still shivering in sub-zero wind chill.
The ski resort in New Hampshire had to shut down Wednesday because of unsafe conditions and a predicted wind chill of 48 degrees below zero. Northern Maine has been in a deep freeze, too. Hurricane Sandy victims in New York huddled in warming tents set up by aid workers. Here in Chicago, in single-digit weather, firefighters battle a rekindled warehouse fire.
Fox Radio's Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Crab season is officially open. Hi, this is Ken White of the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center. Come join us for our 26th annual Crab Feed on Saturday, February 2nd, featuring our famous all-you-can-eat crab. You'll have an ocean of fun and help us provide shelter and care to victims of domestic violence. Tickets are available at our box office at 2280 Benton Drive, online at ShastaWomensRefuge.org, or by calling 244-0118. This event sponsored in part by Haleakala Ranch, Curtis and Elizabeth Wisehon, Florence Huggerford, and Lane Larson.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right. Anselmo Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call Anselmo Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town, to your favorite restaurant, or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Anselmo Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Forget all the mumbo-jumbo of 2012. Bring in 2013 with an oversized jackpot. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Casino and play our Jumbo Jackpot January Swipe to Win promotion. Your chance to win $213,000. Yes, you heard right. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win for your chance at $213,000. Imagine winning this gigantic jackpot. Swipe to win for your chance to win prizes, free slot play, cash, or $213,000. The more you play, the more chances you have to win. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's easy. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't miss your chance to step up to the game board for your chance at $213,000 on Thursdays. Final drawing is on Thursday, January 31st. For details, log on to WinRiver.com. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and play the Jumbo Jackpot January Swipe to Win. A chance to win $213,000. It's better on the river.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's on the spot with Linda Bott tonight, and she'll be calling us here in a couple minutes. Tell us what's going on there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Go on down there and take a step back in time. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. That Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Speaking of Athens Avenue, Classique Cafe on 2427 Athens Avenue is having their monthly specialty dinner. And it's going to be the German dinners. And they're going to have meals anywhere from Jagerschnitzel to Sauerbraten to Winter Wunderlaufen to Jagerschnitzel and to Schweinbraten and all these other things.
What about Hotchin medallions mit Spiegel? I ordered that one day in Czechoslovakia. Oh my God, was I sorry.
Oh, not good.
I'm not sure what that was, but then anyway, it goes, starts at 5 o'clock on Friday. They're great, great German food. Classique Cafe. Millie and Kathy are such great people. It looks like a mini veterans museum when you walk in there, because they got all these photos and of all the local veterans that are on the walls there. It's just great. Classique Cafe, German dinner, Friday night. And it looks just great. And I also have, of course, German beer and wine that evening. All right. Let's go to the phones. Good morning.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning,
hey, Linda. Rivera,
yeah.
Bob.
How are you, Linda?
Good. Good morning. It's great to hear the show this morning. I wanted to share with the listeners and our loyal KCNR, and of course, Carl, my love. Tonight, I'm on the spot with Linda Bott. My co-host is going to be Rhonda Culp. It's going to be a gas. And she is, I'm going to be interviewing her. We're going to be talking about her wonderful Redding River retreat. She has a brand new cottage that she's going to be launched. And for many of you know, that's the old Scott home right by the Diesel Horse Bridge that she owns. And this is a beautiful cottage. She's going to talk about that tonight. We're going to talk about her history here in the North State, what it's like to be doing business in the North State. And then again, we'll have some of the cast members from A Little Mermaid. And we are going to be giving away tickets, and they'll be doing some production numbers live on the air tonight at 6 p.m. So I hope you join me.
Well, honey, would you tell everybody that I have not broken your leg and or keeping you chained inside the house, please? You tell them that.
Really, I'm getting so much accomplished. Today I have Pam Karch actually coming over, who's actually digitized probably 40 years of music, and I'm very excited about just getting that organized. I've had, we've changed offices, and things were upside down, and it became overwhelming that every time I would be lucky enough to go up and do a wonderful gig up at Anselmo's, in the winery there, I would be stacked up with music, and I have so much that I want to pull out and do, but I somehow couldn't find the pieces of music. So now this month has been really dedicated to getting that all organized. I just appreciate that time. I want everybody to know, wow, I'm happy. I'm starting to get emails like, are you okay?
She's fine.
It's all good.
Okay.
Linda, when are you next up at our place? Did we schedule that?
I have it scheduled. When I spoke with your manager up there for the restaurant, she said something that you're booked up till April. So
no.
We have a booked date. Yeah, probably sometime in April looks like it's when we'd like to do that.
Well, let's get together. We'll find you a date.
Okay.
All right. Okay, hon.
All right.
On the spot with Linda Bott.
See you tonight.
All right. Bye. Love
Bye.
You. Okay. All right. Now, Arsene Ensemble has been my guest so far.
All day.
You've had the Congressman LaMalfa kind of just rolled in, and then Linda has her thing. She's doing, of course. What's the latest with Ensemble Vineyards and y'all, you and Chicken?
With us?
Yeah, I mean, I know that you're down here all dressed up today because of depositions.
Yeah, I'm in depositions. But it's really good. When I get home from depositions, what's terrific is my wife gives me 2 Xanaxes, and she also massaged in my feet. Yeah, which
so it's
is
almost
great.
Worth it, huh?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the foot massage takes care of the whole body. It's cool.
Yeah.
So, what's going on with the county and you all?
Well,
I
confess it's a lot of fun, and I had a laughing fit, under oath yesterday. I don't even know if it would ever transfer because of the context, but I suddenly saw what Russ Mull and Leo had tricked out. And this one thing that had to do with an administrative permit and then following that up with a suggested application to FERC. And I just started cracking up because it was hilarious. I guess you had to be there, but, my attorney said, don't have as much fun with this as you're having because you're going to come across as a rich guy has nothing better to do but get in fights with the state. But I like sustained contact with intelligent people that are, adversarial. I just always have liked it.
Well, if they're giving you a chance at that, then I assume.
Yeah, they sure are.
Well, the fact is that we have to take a break. When we come back, though, I want to talk about offers to end this thing because, last time you were on, you said, look, let's just walk away from this. Tell me what has to be done that's remaining and I'll do that.
Right.
And I don't want your money. I don't want anything. Let's just walk away from this. And what's happened since then?
Well, I've placed 3 calls to the guy who said he could do that and I've never had the call returned.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that when we get back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. This is Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Our guest, RC Ensemble.
Gun owners of California United Redding Chapter cordially invites you to attend our 4th annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Redding Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Just take those old records on the shelf.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Community radio for the North State. Linda, of course, is on the spot with Linda Bott tonight, and Trish Clark is my co-host.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helper, serving Shasta County since 2004. Helping residents, including, assist them with transport, light housekeeping, cooking, laundry, medication reminders, and personal care. Every one of the employees at Home Helpers is background checked, drug and OMB screened, bonded, and insured. Give Sharon a call at 530-226-8350 for a complimentary in-home assessment to find out, one, if they can help you, or two, at the level that Home Helpers can help you, can assist you, and assist your loved ones. That's Home Helpers. All right, our guest, Reverge Anselmo. And we're talking about right now the I want to hit a couple of things because we don't have a lot of time left. One is a lot of what has been based in the lawsuit against Anselmo Vineyards has been that you've done things illegally and because of the Williamson Act.
Yeah, no, well let's straighten this out. They didn't sue me, I sued them.
Okay, that's
the,
true.
The Williamson right. Act, the Williamson Act, let's say, concerns are something that they toss out for public consumption to give them cover for why we're in such dispute.
Okay, and but there's one thing wrong with that, though.
Yeah, we recently deposed Rick Simon, and grinding through the detail of the case, it turned out that they had never put any of my lands into an agricultural preserve, which is a condition precedent to having a valid Williamson Act contract. And we called the Department of Conservation California and checked this out with them. And they said, no, then any such contract that is not an AP designation is not enforceable. It is not valid. So we found that out just a couple of weeks ago. And we let them know. We wrote them a letter on Monday saying anything that you base as a defense or a claim against Anselmo that's rooted in the Williamson Act, we ask you to dismiss that and not be frivolous, because you check it yourself. It's not enforceable.
So they've so all this time that you thought your property was in the Williamson Act, because they said it and they had not sent it on down to the state to make that happen.
They didn't do the Resources Management Division is who fumbled on that. They didn't do what was necessary to create a contract that was actually enforceable. I did sign one, and so did Trish. I mean, our signatures are on that together. So there's no question that I thought I had one.
Right.
But guess what? I don't.
Because the paperwork was never filed. That just bumps up in my mind immediately that the next action, probably after receiving your letter, then is going to be turn around and send you a huge property tax bill saying,
it's
got to reassess.
It's not huge. I would have been much happier paying Prop 13 taxes all the way along, because I did not know. I have never, been in California to this extent ever in my life. I mean, it's a nightmare. If I knew all the ugliness that attaches to a Williamson Act contract, I would have said no thank you very much.
From the very beginning.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I understand they're organizing right now for the first anniversary of the Chapel Gate.
Yeah. I was so delighted to hear that. It never even occurred to me that I'd see a rally like that at my chapel twice in a lifetime.
Or even once, but they're going to
do it again, and they've organized a very interesting working group. Now, let's be clear. They did this, meaning Ruth Angel and Terry Raposa and, you know, people out there. They organized this thing called the Integrity Project. Also, Mark Kent is there. It's got very good people in it. And they want to organize a working body that can somehow get into contact and conversation with the county and fix the way this is all broken. It's non-adversarial. They want to make this better for everyone.
This is for businesses. That's right.
Yes, yeah. For businesses.
Okay, and it's not based, you know, it's not something that you put together or anything
like
this. They started talking about this on the show, and I think that's a great idea. And it's basically the
business community out there who understands from a very basic pocketbook kind of realization that the way that the county is running the Resource Development Department is not good for business. It's not good for Shasta County.
No, it's a killer.
It absolutely is not just Anselmo Vineyards. It's a lot of businesses in Shasta County who are being impacted by that arrogant attitude of, no, you can't do that.
And we've
instead
had,
of how
we've
can
had.
We help
yeah,
you
by the
create
way,
your business.
All these things are called, they're permits, right? They're not pardons. It's not as though by suggesting that you do this or that thing, you have conversationally committed a crime for which you explain to them the good reason for and they pardon you. It's a permit. They're supposed to give it to you.
Exactly. We as a society have to have some rules and regulations for people to abide by in order to live together in a society. And we all understand that. So most businesses are more than willing to go ahead and tell me what you want me to do. I'll do that within reason and we're on the way.
Sure.
They make it so impossible, and one layer after another, you go in to get a permit, they give you 5 things to do, you do those, you bring it back. Okay, now, by the way, you also have to do yada yada. Well, 5 years from there, you're still trying to get your permit. You don't have any money left because now you've exhausted all your resources. You're down the street and we have no business in Shasta County.
Yes, and very early on, I personally once chased a building permit for an existing fire break road around my home parcel just to put a surface on it. 1.3 years of failed attempts, both me and the contractor could never get it for an existing road.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Those examples are many and daily from all over Shasta County.
Hey, listen, I better go because I'm under oath in exactly 9 minutes.
Okay, you're getting ready to have a winemaker's dinner here.
Yes.
Like in early March, and it almost sold out.
Don't even know the date, but anybody interested, really, you should call the office because it's
almost
selling
out
pretty quickly.
474-5584. Hey, RC, thanks a lot for being
great
here.
Great for having me. Thank you for having me.
I'll
see you guys later. And
tonight.
You tonight.
I'll see you tonight.
Right. All right. Well, that was quick. Well, we had take care. All right, we're going
to
take a quick break here.
To settle things with the county.
That's right.
Let's wish him luck.
That's right. Okay, deposition time. All right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl Bott and Trisha Clark.
R&B Sharpening and Sales Poetry Theater.
Bob and Judy, are we keeping things sharp at R&B? Set aside intrepidation and fears. We're the ones who have honed your shears, along with blades, bits, and knives, because with every edge, we're wise. You'll say no one else can sharpen like we. That's Bob and Judy at R&B.
Brought to you by R&B Sharpening and Sales off Highway 273 in Anderson, just north of UPS, next door to Mundina's Cabinets. Visit R&B on the web at bandsaw-blades.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love our in-store deli with our no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Bakery fresh bread and, of course, our organic produce washed in our purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years. Family owned and operated for 3 generations. Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay, and we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff. Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Well, I won't back down.
You're so lucky I don't leave the mics open during the break.
You know what? I'm glad you didn't.
You can stand me.
Hey, welcome back to our final segment of Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Yeah, okay, you know what? I did nothing wrong during the break. Hey, tomorrow, Eric Wittstrom from Five Star Bank's coming here, and we're going to have a surprise guest for you. Why is it a surprise? Well, because our regular guest is not going to show up. But Eric's going to be, here as my co-host, and we've got a lot of things going on tomorrow. We're going to be talking about a lot of events. And we're working on this one guest that's, it's a national level. So we'll see what happens. We can get him on. But Trish, thanks a lot for being here. What do we want to finish up with?
There's so much going on in our community on a regular basis, and I just encourage people to get out and be a part of these different activities that are taking place. We've got veterans activities. We've got the Mardi Gras coming up this weekend at the fairgrounds, the Soroptimist Civic Auditorium.
And that's big too. If you haven't voted, get on there on the Soroptimist International Reading and vote for your favorite.
And I want to invite everybody to come by my blackjack table, because this year I am not going to steal all your money. I mean, that's going to be a first, because I'm pretty slick with the cards and the blackjack thing, and I kind of empty my table on a regular basis. But I'm reformed.
It's when you took Bad Bob's pants last year, his trousers,
well,
and he walked out, and he
We're not supposed to be playing strip poker.
Okay, we'll
just play blackjack this time, but I will be a better dealer.
Well, you better be. You got to be nice to people out there.
Well,
now wait, the big thing is, are the pit bosses, have they got it in their head that we're out there to raise money and it's a good time and this is not Vegas?
And I don't know what happened with that last year, and I certainly wasn't evidently in that area when that happened. But no, we do follow some rules. It is about making money. Oh, it happened the year before. Okay. But the other thing I want to remind people is that there is a lot of things going on in this community, and there are a lot of opportunities to get involved. There's some organizations out there that we get very frustrated, and you heard from Carl and I in the first hour this morning, our level of frustration with what's going on in these United States. And there are some things you can do to make a difference. Look at those organizations that are really back there fighting. And I'm just going to put in a little bit of plug for like the Hillsdale College and the Heritage Foundation and Freedom Works. Those are places, pay attention to their stuff that they're putting out over the internet. They're giving you opportunities to get involved and maybe make a little bit of difference in, we got to do something to turn this around. And you've got to get their attention. You just can't throw up your hands and walk away.
Our music when we come into our last segment is I Won't Back Down. and you can't back down. Congressman Lamoff was calling us. He's talking about what's happening. He wants to let you know so we don't, you know, so that we don't give up. Your voices are, can still be heard. They will be heard. And the, you know, the point, passing, you know, bills and telling us what's going on is so that we can keep fighting. And you're, and Trish is exactly right. And you need to stay informed and you need to stay in the fight.
And be involved at the local level. Things that are happening that impact you the most on a regular daily basis are the decisions made by your local cemetery district, water district, city council, board of supervisors, school districts. They impact your everyday life. Get involved in those races. Know what those elected people that we've put in office are doing. Good gosh, I bet you half of this county couldn't even name the five members of the Board of Supervisors, let alone what they've done for them or against them since they've been in office. Get out, get informed, and be involved.
I can't think of anything else beyond that. Except
well
we've got,
said.
Except we've got another, what, minute left?
Two minutes left.
You needed to save that. You know, you peaked too soon on this one.
Well, I'm flipping it right back to you.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, today we on the show we've talked about the the Benghazi fiasco and how it's still going on. Thankfully, according to Congressman LaMalfa, ISSA is not letting this up. They are still fighting for this, about changing the way the military does business by allowing women into every organization, every unit, including the special operations unit. The fact of what's happening with the budget crisis and the debt ceiling. We talked about that. We talked about what's going on in the county with R.C. Anselmo and the things that are going on in the battle where that is. Plus the organizations that have been formed to try and bridge any types of knowledge gaps with our border supervisors and the businesses in the community. It's been a big day today.
It has been. Finally, one little thing I got to always throw in is if you, tomorrow afternoon, if you don't have anything you feel like doing, you need to go down to the Frontier Senior Center and play bingo. And if you go in and you just tell them Trish sent you down and you're a first-time player, you'll get a free game.
And tomorrow night, of course, at the Classic Cafe, German food. You're never going to go wrong doing that.
The menu looks delightful.
Oh, it looks great. And that's beginning at 5:00. Okay. Wow. Big day today. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? From
dragging me down. Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Gun control advocates in Congress make a move.
How many people have to be killed before we do something?
New York Congresswoman Carolyn McCarthy, whose husband was killed on a commuter train, helping to unveil a proposed ban on assault weapons and high-capacity ammunition clips within the past hour. Gun rights advocates have vowed a fight to protect Second Amendment rights. Some bipartisan praise from Senate colleagues for the president's Secretary of State nominee. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
Massachusetts Democrat John Kerry is facing the Senate committee he chairs.
But let me say, I've never seen a more distinguished and better-looking group of public officials.
The leading Republicans do signal support, though critics taking the opportunity to oppose the Obama administration's foreign policy.
In the 2 years I've been here, I've struggled to fully understand what that vision is.
Florida Republican Marco Rubio questioning the U.S. role in North Africa, Russia, and China during another exchange. Kerry signaled his support for former